Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to this season 1 episode 10 edition of Inside Fantasy Football Podcast with your host the Guru, and I'm glad for everyone to be joining us. And we are having some changes here at IFF Inside Fantasy Football until the start of football season, which the NFL starts regular season the weekend after Labor Day. We will be carrying our shows on Sunday at 6 p.m. till the start of NFL football. That Wednesday, 11 p.m., we will return at our normal time of 11 p.m. as stated in September. But due to my work schedule, we'll have to right now be going at 6 p.m. on Sundays. So go ahead and subscribe to the channel. That way you'll get the updates. Also, you can find us on Podcast Addict. Subscribe there and you'll get a notification when a show is available. But on this edition of Inside Fantasy Football, we're going to be looking at 4 players you should have on your draft card. You should be high on drafting, and that is if you're not in a dynasty or keeper league, there's somebody else's keepers. If you have a chance to grab these players, you need to grab them. But before we get into that, we're going to be looking at some of the recent news that has come out from the NFL. And this first story is kind of heavy-hearted that I bring it, and that we have had a passing away of an NFL coach, current NFL coach. He's actually an offensive line coach, former NFL coach for the Miami Dolphins and the Raiders, at Tony Sperano. Passed away at age of 56. He died unexpectedly this morning. And it's just, it's a shock. It is a shock. That Soprano has passed away. It was, like I said, truly unexpected. He is survived by his wife, his 2 sons, a daughter, and 4 grandchildren. Everybody keep Tony Soprano. Soprano in family, in your prayers at this time. I really didn't want to bring it, but he was a great offensive line coach. Unfortunately, when he is a head coach, he was in situations where he wasn't left to succeed. He followed in the Dolphins when they was 1-15, and then he was promoted to head coach in Oakland after Dennis Allen was a coach and finished 3-9. But other news, Andrew Luck looks good to go for training camp. Deshaun Watson expected to be ready to go for training camp. Allen Robinson looks like he's good to go in training camp. Julio Jones may skip camp because he's not getting a new contract. just touch on this real quick. Julio Jones wants a new contract, but the Atlanta Falcons GM has made it clear they only discuss contracts with players entering their final year. He's in his third year or has three more years left on his deal. So they're not entertaining a new extension or a new contract this time with Julio. This is touch and go right now with the Falcons. Fantasy standpoint on it, this may hurt Julio. It may not come into the season. He's one of the elite wide receivers. I expect him to be there once the season starts. Going through training camp, he may or may not be there. We'll just have to keep an eye on this situation. See, Brandon Cooks signed a five-year extension with the L.A. Rams after he was traded. Everybody knows about him being traded from New England to the Rams for a first-round draft pick to be their number one, but I still think of Brandon Cooks as a number two. He has to show me this year whether he can handle the load as a wide receiver one. So we'll just have to wait and see. And really everybody saw about the whole LeSean McCoy incident. Really nothing much more coming out on it. So we'll have to see why the police does their investigation. If more news comes out about it, we'll make comments and look what aspects it will affect your fantasy football. If and when anything comes out about this. But right now we're going to jump into our main topic. Four players in fantasy football you should have on your draft chart. And note, this is for continuous change in leagues. And if you're in a Destiny League or a Keeper League, these players may not be available to you, but they may. And if they are, you might want to grab them. I know in my league, a couple of them are on somebody else's roster, but a couple of them are not. I'm not going to give out which ones are not in my league. And I may or may not go after them. Just have to wait and see to the draft and where they fall in the draft. But we're getting closer and closer. Some leagues have already drafted. Some have not. I always like having a draft the third or fourth week of preseason. That's when I like to draft, as you see how the roster shakes out. It gives you a better idea who's going to make the team and who's not. That way you can make adjustments easily. But leading up to your league draft, and if you're like me, you have added certain players to your watch list that you would love to add to your team. The players that would give you that extra boost to help hopefully prepare, push you to take the championship. You got them added to your watch list. You're sitting there waiting for the draft. Everyone in your league makes pick comes up. You're sitting there nervously waiting. See if they take the player that you want and hoping that they do not take them. You hold your breath that one of these risk players. Well, I have in my latest article, which you can find on guruscottgame.com, four players in fantasy football you should have on your draft chart. I have listed one quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, and one tight end that I am currently sold on, and you definitely should be as well. The first one, quarterback, Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan. If you owned Matt Ryan last year, from a fantasy standpoint, He left a very, very bad taste in your mouth with his lack of production for his fantasy owners. Ryan finished the season ranked as the QB 15, which that is the top half of the league, but he had 33.06 passing attempts, 256 passing yards, 1.2 touchdowns, and 0.75 interceptions per game last season. But while that is down from his previous year's averages, you have to remember it was also Matt Ryan's first year under new offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian's offense. And you also have to remember, Sarkisian has not been in the NFL since 2005. He's been in the college game since then. And it took him a year to hopefully get reacquainted, get reacquainted with the NFL game and the difference that it is in college. The offense for Atlanta did regress last season from the previous years in several categories, including points per game and yards per game. Will Sarkisian's offense scheme make the giant leap from year one to year two? Fantasy owners of Ryan sure are hoping so if they draft him this year. The offense should be drastically better in year two with the addition of new quarterback coach Greg Knapp, which is a pretty good QB coach, and running back coach Bernie Parmalee. I've heard his name. I don't know much about him. What I have read, he is a good running back coach. So this should bode well for Ryan's numbers increasing. Still in the physical prime of his career, and still is the quarterback that averaged 37 pass attempts, averaged 297 passing yards, averaged 1.8 passing touchdowns, and 0.77 interceptions per game from 2014 to 2016. Ryan still has the ability to do this, and I believe he will. Ryan also has the aforementioned Julio Jones, which I will believe will be there come game one. He is a elite wide receiver. He also has the dynamic duo of running backs, Devontae Freeman, Tavon Coleman. And with Ryan's ADP currently sitting at 9.8, that is borderline criminal that he is sitting so low. But it just proves to the fact that in the game of fantasy football, it is a what have you done lately for me. And the previous year, he wasn't that good. It drops him. And I always talk about value, value, value. And if you want to wait late to draft a quarterback, in other leagues, I play in my Destiny Keeper League. That is my main league, but I do play in other leagues. I stream quarterbacks. And if I have the chance of grabbing Matt Ryan, the ninth round in the league I'm in, I'm definitely going to take it. Let's look at the running back I am high on, and that is Leonard Fournette, running back, Jacksonville Jaguars. Leonard Fournette finished his rookie season as the RB9 in PPR format leagues last season and has a current ADP of 1.1 according to the Fantasy Football Calculator. In his first season in the league, Fournette averaged 20.6 rushing attempts, 80 rushing yards, and 0.0 rushing touchdowns per game, and that was with only 13 games played. There was only one other running back with more rushing attempts per game who finished with more fantasy points than Leonard Fournette last season, And that was the guy who is the, you look at ADPs, he's either going first or second in the draft, and that is Le'Veon Bell at 21.4 rushing attempts per game. With Fournette being only 23 years old, he has room to continue to improve as a running back. But do be aware, but do keep in mind that Fournette also carries a small risk of injury as he missed a couple games during the regular season and three in the preseason last year due to injury. But Jacksonville did reinforce the team's commitment to the running game in 2018 and beyond by signing former Carolina Panthers guard Andrew Norwell to a 5-year, $66.5 million contract, making Norwell the highest paid offensive guard in the NFL. Norwell was rated as one of the Pro Football Focused highest graded offensive guards in 2017. The Jaguars offensive line already had a quality center and quality tackles, but the guard play last year was very, very poor. But the signing of Norwell should correct the guard position, thus making Fournette even more dangerous in the running game. Fournette, I love this kid playing at LSU. Great running back. He does have that slight injury risk to him, but he is a player, even with the injuries, he isn't a player to have your eyes on. I am high on him, or I wouldn't put him on my list right here. He is I hate to say beast mode because that is Oakland's running back. But he is a beast as a running back. He is great as a running back, Leonard Fournette. He just joins a long list of running backs that are in the NFL that are good right now. So, yes, I would take him if he is available for me in the first round. I would not overreach for him. If I have a chance to take him or David Johnson, I would take David Johnson. But if I'm in the back of the the end of the first round, I would take Fournette. Before we get to the other two, we're going to take us a quick break, and we will be back after this quick break. At the wide receiver now, and that is Allen Robinson, wide receiver, Chicago. Robinson averaged 9.4 targets, 4.8 receptions, 71.3 receiving yards, and 0.6 touchdowns per game from 2015 to 2016. Robinson also led the NFL with 4,219 air yards during that same period of time. Now, Robinson will turn 25 in August, and the peak of an NFL wide receiver's career is from 25 to 29 years old. The Chicago Bears hired former Kansas City Chiefs, inventive and aggressive play caller, as their new head coach, Matt Nagy, who has the ability to mold Mitch Trubisky into a starting caliber NFL quarterback. Trubisky was lacking the proper leadership under former Bears head coach the ultra-conservative John Fox. Will Trubisky be this year's Jared Goff and take that next step forward? I believe he can, and with Nagy and Robinson, will be a big part of that. With Chicago bringing in Robinson, general manager Ryan Pace and Nagy brought him in to be a game changer for our offense, and suggest that the passing game will revolve around Robinson. Kendall Wright was the only Bears wide receiver last to have 50 receptions. The former first round pick, Kevin White, has been nothing but a bust up to this time in his career. The opportunity is there for the taking in Chicago if Robinson is fully recovered from his torn ACL. Everything points that Robinson will be ready to go by the start of training camp. He has, like I said, the opportunity to be the wide receiver one in Chicago, and him and Trubisky should make a great duo. We'll just have to wait and see with Nagy's offensive prowessness there. It should be magical. Look at our final player, and that is George Kittle, tight end, San Francisco 49ers. George Kittle's rookie season was impacted by injuries to his chest, elbow, back, hip, hamstring, calf, and ankle. Even with that wide range of injuries, Kittle played in 15 games last season. That is impressive as it is. With all the injuries, played in 15 out of 16 games last season. San Francisco did not add any wide receivers during free agency, and that means that the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, can continue to heavily target the tight ends this season as he did in his five games last season. Kittle and Garrett Celek combined for 31 targets, 23 receptions, 412 receiving yards, and 3 touchdowns during that time frame. In that time, Kittle only played in 54% of the 49ers' offensive snaps. But did you know that 3 of George Kittle's 5 highest receiving totals in the 2017 season came in the final 3 games with Jimmy G under center? As of right now, Kittle can be viewed as a tight end 2 with upside, but only if he opens up training camp as the starter. I believe he will be the starter in San Francisco. He and Jimmy G does have a great chemistry together. He was targeted 14 times during those three games, and he had totals of 152 and 42 receiving yards last season. Kettles and Jimmy G make a good combination. I do, like I said, think Kettle is a tight end too, with upside, can be a borderline one. Two, I would take Kettle late round tight end if I could not get one of the top three tight ends. As of right now, George Kettle's average ADP is coming in at 10.01. He's the 11th tight end selected. So, if you can't take Gronkowski, Kelce, or Ertz, I would just wait on a tight end. He's been average in a 12 tech going off at the 109. So, I wouldn't reach for him, but I am high on him. He is, like I said, a good tight end. He does already have chemistry with Jimmy G. But when I was doing this list, I also do have three other players that I am high on. Of course, one is Christian McCaffrey of the Carolina Panthers. He is in a great position with new offensive quarterback Norv Turner. I do believe he will get majority of the carries. Him and C.J. Anderson will split, but McCaffrey will get majority of him. He's effective running to the outside and as a receiver out of the backfield. I believe Anderson will take the carries that's going up the gut between the tackles. You also have to look at how Norv Turner used LaDainian Tomlinson, Michael Burner Turner. Another one is Demaryius Thomas. Yeah, I know he does have had a bad season last year, but he's got a new quarterback, a consistent quarterback in Case Keenum this year. He averaged 9.7 targets per game in the last 96 games. He does have, like I said, have a competent quarterback under center. He's a great candidate to bounce back in 2018. And I wouldn't draft him as my number one or number two wide receiver. As a number one, I definitely wouldn't draft him. As a number two, I would take him as a number two. He's going in 405 ADP, so I would take him as a number two. And the last one, yeah, everybody might laugh at this, but Jimmy Graham, coming off his first double-digit touchdown since 2014, he is not the athlete that he was, but he's going to the Packers. He will be a red zone target for Aaron Rodgers. But we will be back next Sunday at 6 p.m., folks. We will see you then. Best luck in your drafts coming up if you have one. Check out our website, gurusgotgame.wordpress.com. See you next week, folks.